By the way, the client still has, even though we get rid of the critical faculty, they still have the right to not accept suggestions. How is that possible that they wouldn't possibly accept a suggestion? If the suggestion really goes against the client's most core beliefs and values, or most core values, let's say values, because beliefs aren't as ingrained as the values. Doesn't mean we can't change their values. We can change values with hypnosis. But if you like, let me give you an example. I saw a hypnosis stage show one time where there was a lady from the Deep South, and the stage hypnotist gave her a suggestion that every time he said the word radio, she was supposed to jump up and say, "Kiss me, baby, I'm vaccinated." So every time he said the word radio, she was supposed to jump up and say, "Kiss me, baby, I'm vaccinated." Then he said the word radio when he was doing the show, and she didn't respond. Now, from my perspective, after watching that, I thought, that he gave her a suggestion that was not in alignment with her values. I was like, hey, I'm not going to accept that suggestion. Yeah. Too big of a reach. It's like, I think there's a couple of things in play in terms of what suggestions somebody accepts. Everything is intention-based. What's the intention of somebody who does a stage show? What's their intention? To show off, entertain. That's the intention of the stage show. Therefore, they tend to accept those suggestions that are in alignment with their intention for being there. However, if you gave them a suggestion to become a non-smoker permanently or something like that in the context of a stage show, that suggestion may not be accepted because that's not what they're there for. They're there to entertain. Now, vice versa, if you took somebody in a therapeutic environment and you gave them, like, let's say they came to you to make more money, and you gave them the suggestions, you told them under hypnosis to do all those things they would need to do in order to make more money, those suggestions are the ones that they would tend to follow through on, whereas if you told them to stand on their chair and bark like a dog, they wouldn't do it. Why? Because it's not in alignment with their intention. So the first thing is to align your intention with, you're going to have an aligned intention with the person that's coming in. That's set up, you say, what do you want? Because I'm there to help them get what they want. So I say, what do you want? That's the first thing that I'll find out. I'll set outcomes with them. Then they're going to accept suggestions that are in alignment with that. Everybody just stop for a moment. Close your eyes. Close your eyes just for a sec. Here, I'll show you what I mean. Take a long, slow, deep breath in through the nose. Hold it. Exhale slowly. And if you would just place your feet flat on the ground, if you would. Now stand on your chair and bark like a dog. Under the power of hypnosis, stand on your chair and bark like a dog. Okay. Why didn't you do it? No, I'm serious. Why didn't you do it? Really? You're in a trance all the time. Trance is a normal, natural, easy state. It's a state, by the way, it's a state that we go into in and out of all the time. You drove here in a trance. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You're in a trance when you watch TV. If they told you to bark like a dog on TV, you probably wouldn't do it. You're in a trance with every commercial that you hear. It doesn't mean you go out and buy those things, right? That they're selling. I mean, you're in a trance. You're watching TV. You're in a trance, and you're watching that, and they send it, and they're putting suggestions out there, but you don't necessarily do it. Why? Because your intention isn't aligned with it. Yeah. So when your intention is aligned with the suggestions, then it becomes accepted at the unconscious level. It can be like a sponge. No, it's just aligned with what you want. It's like, huh, yeah, I want that, and they're making suggestions. You know? You got to want it. You got to have the desire. See, hypnosis, just like NLP, is not mind control. It's not brainwashing. It's nothing like that. With brainwashing, here's brainwashing. Brainwashing, you need drugs. Like they'll usually have some sort of a drug involved, like sodium pentothal. They'll usually have they'll have sleep deprivation. Like they'll keep you up till late hours at night. They'll wake you up first thing in the morning. They'll beat you if you don't agree with them. Give you massive approbation when you do agree with them. So there's a lot of things involved in brainwashing. Hypnosis is not brainwashing. Hypnosis is like NLP. In that we're working with the unconscious mind to redirect everything, but I'm not gonna do hypnosis on somebody with somebody that doesn't want the hypnosis done. So that's like the guy that comes in and says, "Hey, make me a non-smoker. I don't want to be one. My wife wants me to be one, so I've come to see you." It's like, get out of here. You know, he's not. You know, that's why We build investment in people that we're doing work with. That's why we do tasking issues and stuff, so that they get their part, their responsibility in this. Hypnosis is a wonderful roadmap. Hypnosis is wonderful for tapping into the imagination. And remember what Einstein said, an imagination is more important than knowledge. So your imagination is either going to lead you down into spiraling down into greater levels of despair, or your imagination will lead you forward into greater levels of success. So our imagination is what determines our lives anyway. Yeah, where does our life go? What is it that we focus on a regular basis? That's our imagination. Hypnosis is going in and changing the imagination by working directly with the unconscious mind. But if the person doesn't want to change their imagination, then they don't want to change their imagination. And you can't fight them, right? So it becomes, once again, a do-with process, not a do-to process. So all we're doing is getting rid of the critical faculty. And that's why we have them, we do the paradoxical language pattern where we say, okay, try to open your eyes and find that you can't. Because later on when we do convincers, we're going to say, try to lift your legs and find you cannot. And they're going to try and find that they can't. What a convincer does, when we get into more direct authoritarian types of hypnosis, a convincer, and there's several levels of convincers in authoritarian hypnosis, direct authoritarian hypnosis, the convincers prove to the client that they can go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper by doing things that that seem paradoxical like that, like seeing something that's not really there, trying to lift their legs and finding that they can't, turning their body stiff and rigid like a steel rod so it couldn't be bent. All those things are varying levels of things that like are seemingly nonsensical, or how would that be possible? Yeah. And all it does is it takes greater depths of imagination, greater control of the mind. Yeah, and but when you have control over your imagination, you have control over your mind, because your imagination is everything.